to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. And I want to talk really quick about like how our thought process has changed in how we teach the method of pose and RunnerX and how they go together. And I'm bringing this up because there was a recent little blurb that was put in our membership that I thought was really interesting. It was showing this robot and how it's the new running robot. And of course, my first thought was, oh God, what is it going to do now? Do my exercise for me so I don't have to, you know, I could go and have, you know, Alexa go do my running workout. I was being very snarky, but then I watched the video, and what I found really fascinating is the way they created this robot to run. The upper body, basically from the hips, the center of mass up, was one unit, and then the legs moved separately as the unit that actually, you know, did the motion. I thought it was really interesting that I'm going to call it a he, because he was big and bulky, looked like a guy. And so the change of support was very much what we talk about, but it wasn't underneath the robot. It was basically right underneath each hip. And then I noticed that the arms just kind of moved. Like, obviously this robot is meant to throw and do other things, but in this movement, the arms weren't doing anything. They were just like moving along like they were on a hinge. And I found it fascinating that they were doing this. And then I wanted to talk about it on the podcast. So that's something you found, isn't it? That we're doing differently as we teach.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting. When I first started learning pose, so I've been a pose method coach since, gosh, over 20 years. And I was fortunate enough, and I tell people this, but I learned from Dr. Romanoff, the founder of Pose Method. And he himself was a high jumper, and he trained Olympic level athletes. And then he got to meet Valerie, a non-athlete. So, and I say that and with no disrespect to myself, I'm not. I didn't grow up playing sports. I grew up playing on the playground, honestly. So I never had any education in movement. I just played. I mean, you know, that's it. So when I started running, I did like everybody else. I went to the running shoe store, got shoes, and went out running. So when I first was working with Dr. Romanoff, and I was an aerobics instructor, that was my big thing. So what's really funny is one of my college classes I had to teach, we called it aerobics back then. Now they call it group fitness, but it was a step class. And I had to teach a step class for a grade. And my professor and I would argue. She would always say to me, your arms don't match your legs. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, that you just don't match the right arm movement with the leg movement. And I was like, lady, it's all I can do to get people on this bench. And so I didn't really understand what she meant at the time, but whatever. I started adding things. Like, she was like, if you're going to do a hamstring curl, then do a bicep curl because that helps them to balance. And I was like, oh, it's about balance. See, why didn't she just say that at the beginning?
right. Absolutely.
I'm just kidding, guys. I'm just kidding. It's not on her. But once I understood that, then I started making my movements make more sense that way about balance. That's what your arms do in running, by the way. In running, your arms are balanced. So your arms swing in response to your legs. In order for that to happen, though, you actually have to release tension from your shoulders. So it's a whole process because most of us have really tense shoulders and we don't even realize it, or we try to add arm swing or control it. So when I first started working with Dr. Romanoff, first of all, he was like, your arms don't match your legs. And I was like, here we go again. And so he said to me, he said, we can laugh now. I mean, at the time I would get frustrated, as you can imagine, because I had no idea what he was talking about. And he's looking at me like, how is this girl running?
Yeah.
basically when you learn the running pose, you learn how to have your arms bent by your side and then you stand on one leg. So you realize immediately how much you use your arms for balance. So again, this is important because it always goes concept first, then movement. So I, in my mind, was like, okay, I'm just going to hold my arms by my side. Well, what started to happen, and guys, I ran for years, like probably a year, at least 2 years like this, where I just held my hands by my side. I didn't let them swing because he said, hold your arms by your side.
That's
and I'm really like, I want an A in the class. So then he was like, why are you holding your arms by your side? Because I didn't understand that the arms would just swing. So I was really proud of myself that I was able to hold my arms the whole time. See?
Yeah.
I completely misunderstood the assignment and I didn't understand movement. I didn't understand running as a movement, honestly. Now, I'm sure my arms moved, don't get me wrong, but in my mind, I thought that was part of the run, was to hold the arms. So I was actually adding more tension to my neck and shoulders. And, you know, because my focus was on pulling my foot. And I mean, you know, like I said, I've corrected now, but what I started to see, especially when we went online, that almost all runners do this. It's not, and not anything I've said to them. So what I started to see is people were sending in their gait analysis and I was like, wow, their upper body is just stuck. Like they don't realize it. Nothing's wrong with you, but because you haven't, if you've not played sports, if you've not been in track and field, if you've not had coaching, then you really don't know that you're holding that much tension in your upper body. And what I found is, you know, your clients will do what you say. They're great. We have amazing students. So, I mean, over all these years, you know, you help people and then you start to see like, okay, I need to really help people release their upper body tension. But first I got to teach you that there is an arm swing. But because, right. and Romanoff helped me see this, it's not that you need to swing your arms. It's you need to allow them to swing. It's a completely yes. different conversation. And
absolutely.
part of that is you have to teach swinging so that they feel, what is the swing? So just, I mean, right? Because if you never feel what does an arm swing feel like, then when you're running, you don't realize that your arms aren't swinging. And when you watch elite runners, natural runners, they're just coordinated. Their arms do that. Ours don't.
Yeah.
So we have really helped people with that and switched focus. And now I have these drills that I do with people to help them feel that. And what's so funny, I like to say I'm always teaching and I'm always learning. I'm always a student. I'm a student of what I teach. So I look back on some old videos and I cringe because I'm like, look at my arms. They're just stuck by my side. And people would even comment, hey, Valerie, your arms are stuck by your side or your arms don't match your legs. And I would always think, well, I'm showing you the drill. Like I want you to focus just, and I would even think this, guys, I would just think, I want them to just focus on my knees are bent and I'm pulling because that's the action of running. So I myself became over-focused, like you called it, like the upper body circle and the bottom body circle.
Right.
I got way too focused on the bottom body circle. And as a coach and as a runner, when I started to see the difference of what I needed to do with people, wow, like we're seeing such a big shift and not just in their movement, but in their mind, like this guy, like, wow, Valerie, I'm finally feeling, you know, this lift. And people that I've, you know, worked with for a while, and you can't just say to someone, relax, it doesn't work that way.
No,
you have to go through these progression points. So we've added that into our program, and we're seeing just amazing results with it. And I have to laugh real quick, and Caroline will appreciate this. We have a guy in our membership, he's in his mid-60s. And he's had a hip replacement and the amount of things, guys, that he can do from when he started is amazing. Like he can do full squat. He can get his hips down. He's putting the barbell on now. He's great. But the other day he sent me an email and he's like, I just want you to know I've never done the arm circles. I just don't like them.
See him.
So I was like, well, I don't care if you don't like them. If you don't like them, then let's find something that we can put in as an alternative. But also, why is it that you don't like them? And he said, well, because they're hard. And it's hard for me to do the full range of motion. And I said, well, you realize that's why you have issues in your running with that neck getting tight, is because you don't have full range of motion. So let's develop that range of motion. So anyway, now we're working on it. But isn't that funny? Like,
yeah.
So for us, it's just like this constant state of how can we make our experience better for our runners? And all of us, we're all guilty. Everybody sits, everybody's on the phone, everybody's on the computer. Of course you've got neck and shoulder tension, right?
Right.
And then we don't realize how that's affecting our movement. You know, so people will be like, my hip hurts. And I watch you run and I'm like, well, it's your right shoulder.
Right.
So it's been fun
absolutely.
For me to help unravel people, if you will. Because, you know, you get stuck in a body part. First, they get stuck on pulling. And then if you're stuck, like my calf hurts or my hip hurts, whatever area that's hurting, you spend so much time trying to, I call it blaming the area. Well, it's my bad hip. Well, it's my calf. I'm like, well, it's actually your shoulder. Yeah.
Right.
So that's the other reason that we are so focused on making sure the whole body gets looked at, not just for your gait analysis, but that first month of check-ins.
Absolutely. So guys, if you have been following us, maybe you found us through a quiz that we did a couple of years ago. As you can tell, we evolve how we teach things. So we're going to evolve the quiz. Evolve. And so if you come across the quiz and you're thinking, I took it before, I'm a marcher or I'm a puller or I'm a reacher. We're doing a whole new quiz now, guys, because our methods, what we teach has not changed, but how we teach it has changed. So we have a better way of articulating like what is going on in your run. So if you see it come across, so if you catch it in our monthly newsletter, if you sign up for that, we're going to give you an opportunity to see what else you can learn. Maybe that last thing helps you a little bit, but you're still missing something. So hopefully you'll go ahead and take the quiz again, see what new corrections you can make. And then maybe, just maybe, if you haven't already, you'll go ahead and take a look at joining our membership. It's really easy. We make it it's basically monthly. You're welcome to sign up for lifetime and stay with us forever. I will always bring that up. And you can always sign up for an annual if you have a particular race and you know it's 9 months, 10 months away. We do save you basically roughly 2 months. So instead of paying for a year, you pay for about 10 months, but you get a year's worth of time with us. So we'd love to have you even join that. But if not, if you can only come in, just come in monthly. We remind you, we make sure to let you know it's coming, and we don't penalize you for whatever reason you have to leave. A lot of people leave for like a month or two and then come back because stuff happens with work or maybe stuff happens with the kids. And so they have to drop out for a little while and then they come back. That's what we're here for. And we do that because running is not a seasonal sport. Running is a lifetime journey. So we would love to have you join us in the membership. If you're listening to this and it's been a while and you were in the membership, but you want to come back, come on back. We'd love to see you. So hope you have enjoyed this episode. Hit subscribe, share it with a friend. That's how people will start learning about us. And take that quiz when you see it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.